I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Sadly, you know, we talked yesterday about Halloween in stores. Got a lot of emails on that. People are jumping the gun a little bit with back to school. You know, I don't think school ought to start. Wanted to ask that. This mania to start school before Labor Day. It ought to start after Labor Day. And just start it. Don't go one day, a half day here, and on Tuesdays we don't do that. Stop it with those days before. That's one thing. But it's on my mind because I saw this story today, and part of it I don't get. And every time this comes up, some people really are on my side, and they're surprised at what I say about it, and others go after me. The Denver schools, by law, last August, came up with a new school lunch policy. They would no longer do so-called lunch shaming, meaning when parents can't pay, don't pay, haven't filled out the paperwork, whichever one it might be, they were not going to give a lesser sandwich. You know what I mean? Bologna on white bread. And no mustard. You don't get the spicy stuff. Hey, that kid's getting the good mustard over there, Bill. Stop him. You know, it looks like he had an extra bread. That might have been a little much on the crust there. And the National Review, conservative website, said the results were predictable. Debt from unpaid lunches from 2016 were $13,910. Not bad for a pretty big school district, Denver schools. It jumped to $356,000 in a single school year. Think about that. $13,000, let's make it $14,000 to $356,000 in one school year. And the only thing that changed was the policy that they were not going to do so-called lunch shaming. Question I have, does this prove what some of you tell Dom, it's the only way? That's what you need to do. This is the only way you can make this happen, which is you got to put some pressure on the parents vis-a-vis the kid. I just can't do that with a kid in line. And the question I always have is, don't the school districts have any kind of pressure they can place on the parents directly? So, for example, you don't want to take it out on the kid, but if you need to use shaming with particularly reluctant parents by putting their names out and letting, now I know some of that comes back on the kid, but you go directly to the parents. Or aren't there debt collectors that can hound people? Don't they have those services? Why do school districts always come back to this idea, let's go after the kids? It is shocking, though, $13,910 when they had a policy that made it uncomfortable for a kid in the lunch line to $356,000 in a single year. That's why. You know, the parents ignored it even more. 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210, 855-839-1210, and AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Does this prove those in this great debate say, Dom, it's the only thing you're going to do. If you don't do that, and some of these people just don't fill out the paperwork, they're eligible for the free lunch. Others, it seems as if they can pay for this by all standards, or they don't come forward, they don't say anything, they don't do a payment plan. And if you're somebody, the people writing this say, you know what this indicates? Some people in middle-class schools, they hear others talking about this. They haven't paid, or the word gets around, and they think, well, why am I paying then? I'll just let it run too. Is that really what drives this? How does it go from $14,000 to $356,000 in one year? The only difference was they took away the so-called shaming thing. I can't do that with the kid there. There's something about the food and something about that. I would move heaven and earth to do other things. But I'm not going to take it out on the kid in the school lunch line. Would you? Does this cinch it to say, yes, This is a great experiment. I'm glad you brought it up. That's what schools ought to be doing. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. How would you like to be in the Denver schools 1 year? The people who at the end of the year they didn't collect for student lunches, big school district, it's still not cheap, but $13,910. So they stop a policy of giving a kid an inferior lunch as punishment that the parents haven't paid up or filled out the paperwork, and bang, in a single school year, it went up to $356,000. That is a big increase. So what do you do? And this is stuff, it's something that's happening all over the place. Various states have passed laws against so-called lunch shaming. Yet school districts seem to be unable to come up with ways to get parents to do the right thing and just pay or fill out the paperwork if they're eligible. That's all. Punishing the kid, though, in the line is just, and this could go on for quite a bit because some of these parents, you know, one day the kid comes home and says, I only got this for lunch. I couldn't get this. Might go on forever. That's a big difference. What an experiment. You take away the policy and look at how hard it is to collect or at least to get people to do the right thing. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You push pound 1210. And it's kind of, again, this is socialism. I'm sure the it girl would say, well, everybody ought to get a free lunch there. Nobody should pay for anything. It's already paid. You know, we have all this stuff. It's not going to matter. The problem is we're not given enough good stuff for lunch. And that ought to all be free. And in the long run, we'll all be better off. That's one way of dealing with it. Some schools have done that. They just say, we're going to have everybody get a free lunch. That way there'll be no stigma. There won't be anything attached to this. You won't go through this. That's it. It's in the budget. Free lunch. Bad message. Free breakfast. The breakfast program's the whole thing. But you can't embarrass or go after a kid in this situation. At least not in Dom's world. Not the way that I see it. So what are these school districts missing? Is there enough public embarrassment out there that if parents' names were out there, if people knew that, that might have some kind of function of getting them to pay up? Would it take debt collectors? And schools just don't want to focus on this. They're just passing it on to the taxpayers. But it is a stunning amount of money, a difference. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210, 855-839-1210. You can get in here with Dom. And if you have a comment, too, on Colonel West, I love what he said about you're not going to intimidate Alan West in the same way. I think that Kirk and Candace Owens should have stayed inside the restaurant, continue eating, and make somebody have to do something. You know, the police and authorities are under more pressure if you stay there and continue to eat because now they have to protect the business somewhat, even in a place like Philadelphia. You cannot be pushed out of a place by these mobs. That's what the bottom line is. If you get outside, you get in the middle with them, the police are only going to do so much. If you're in a business, it's going to be more difficult. But more of this is going to happen. This is astounding. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was the flashpoint of one of these, but it's all over the place. They just feel they're right and they can do anything. And in places like Philadelphia, they're backed up. All righty, let's go to Victoria. She's in Westchester on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Victoria.
Oh, good morning, Dom.
Hi.
Listen, you know, I sub in, you know, the inner city type school districts, and I've also worked with the, you know, out here in the Chester County area.
Okay.
But, you know, my attitude is if you can't feed them, don't breed them. That goes way back. But at the end of the day, these kids end up throwing half the, you know, rotten apples that they're given for breakfast in the morning, you know, a stupid graham cracker. You know, things like this. These kids throw this food away anyhow. They don't like it. And whatever happened to the days where parents are supposed to send their kids with lunch to school or even afford? I think this whole child left behind, you know, not able to eat, who knows what goes on at home, has really morphed into an outrageous activity.
Well, but look, okay, all true. There's a lot of that. But I see the kid in line there, and I'm going to give him an inferior lunch in order to get at these parents?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. These people should be fired on the spot to even go and do something like that. The child should not take the brunt of it. But again, here we are with these adults and these irresponsible parents, and the child takes the brunt of
it. Well, look, Victoria, I agree, but I would say the other irresponsible people are the administrators. In other words, the thing that occurs to me is they are not using what leverage they have. And if they don't understand that they do have leverage here, then they shouldn't be in that job. That's what it appears to me. I'm glad you agree. Yeah, I would ask, do these administrators have any leverage over this stuff? Public shaming, debt collection. Come on, we have people that are on boards or have been on boards or inside this stuff. Do you have any leverage over these parents rather than using the kid? I mean, this is a lot of money. A big change for this. And some of these school districts are much smaller and they have like a $50,000, $100,000 in the arrears at the end of the year. Plus, it's going to people, taxpayers. Doesn't somebody say, well, wait a minute. We need to come up with a mechanism other than going after the kid. How do you go after the parents? How do you collect it? Is there nothing you can do or try to make that happen? Rather than just taking the easy thing, well, we're just going to go after the kid in line in some way or another, and that will do it. Maybe not with these parents. And this is, to Victoria's point, this is the type of thing you see all over the place. What leverage do you have when parents are not doing the right thing? Places are very reluctant to do anything about negligence or things of that nature. You know, they just feel the courts or whatever are not going to follow through with
it. Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.